Hey everybody, Pastor Steve Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. When you talk about believing that the Greek received text of the New Testament is the perfect word of God, or that the textus receptus in Greek is the perfect word of God, one question that people will often ask is, well, which one, you know, which edition of the textus receptus? You know, you got five editions from Erasmus, you got the edition from Stephanus in 1550, you've got the edition from Beza in 1598. Well, first of all, these texts are extremely similar to one another. There are very few meaningful differences between these texts. They're virtually the same text, but they do have some differences between them. So which Greek textus receptus is the perfect word of God? Well, my answer to that is that the Greek text that is the perfect word of God is the 1894 edition of Scrivener, and that is sold by the Trinitarian Bible Society. Now, why do I believe that that edition is the perfect edition? Because of the fact that I believe that the King James Bible is God's preserved word of God for the English-speaking people of this world. It's the Bible that has been used unlike any other book in the history of mankind. It's the greatest translation in the history of mankind in the world's most important language. I don't think anyone would even doubt for one moment that English is the most important language in the world today. And obviously God knew that this would become the world's number one language. God gave the Old Testament in Hebrew because that was the language of God's people, the Israelites at that time. God gave the New Testament in Greek because that was the world's main language. And then it was immediately translated into Syriac and Latin and a multitude of other languages, Georgian, Armenian, etc. So God knew that English was going to be the most important language in the world. And so he allowed in his wisdom and through his guidance, these events to come together perfectly with the invention of the printing press and then putting it upon the heart of King James and the people around him to commission this translation, and just the unparalleled level of scholarship of the 54 men who worked on the King James Bible, just the exceptional scholarship of even each of them individually, let alone 54 of them collectively translating the King James Bible. I don't believe that this happened by accident or on its own. I believe that God orchestrated world events, everything from, you know, the Mongolian Empire to the fall of Constantinople. All of these historical events were all geared toward God giving us this marvelous book, the King James Bible, that has gone around the world in the hands of missionaries that have even taken the King James itself and directly translated it into African tongues and island languages, and it's been used unlike any other translation of the Bible. And obviously the United States of America has produced the most missionaries and preachers of God's word that have taken the gospel around the world. So it's not far-fetched to believe that we have the perfect word of God in our English language through God's providence and wisdom and guidance in the King James version of the Bible. So I believe that the King James Bible is the word of God without error. And I don't believe it's necessary to learn Greek or Hebrew to understand the Bible. I believe that we have what we need in the King James Bible. Okay. Now that being said though, I do think it is good for some people to go back and learn the Greek and learn the Hebrew in order to be able to defend the King James Bible. And just in order to do that study and verify things, but it's not necessary. You could be a pastor and preach and do great things for God. I don't believe that you need to learn Greek and Hebrew. Okay. So I just want to explain that going in. So therefore, you know, if I'm going to look at which edition of the Textus Receptus that I'm going to read in Greek, I'm not going to go with the 1550 Stephanus, even though it's an amazing book that God used greatly. You know, it's not without error. It's not perfect, okay? Because there were some things that are improved upon with Beza. And then there are some things that, you know, Beza didn't quite get right. And, you know, God used these men, the 54 translators of the King James Bible, to go through all this, to go through the editions of Erasmus, Beza, Stephanus, and make the final decisions about, you know, which Greek reading they were going to use in any given verse. And like I said, the differences between these three are that are meaningful are very minor, as far as it's a small number of differences that are meaningful. Okay. So what we have with the 1894 Scrivener Textus Receptus is they basically took the Stephanus, Beza, Erasmus editions, and they basically synthesized them and gave us a text that represents the exact textual choices of the King James translator. So whatever the King James translators went with in a particular passage, that's what we have in Scrivener's Textus Receptus. Now, some people have tried to say that the Scrivener Greek New Testament does not match with the King James. I've gone through all their lists of so-called discrepancies, and I've only really found two that held water. The only two I found is that the Scrivener Textus Receptus is missing the amen at the end of the book of Ephesians. Well, I fixed that by just writing in the word amen at the end. So that was pretty easy to fix. And then the other discrepancy is word of the Lord versus word of God in the book of Acts, which means exactly the same thing. So it's kind of a nothing burger, you know, to make a big deal about two typos in a book. And by the way, the 1611 King James has the same typo where it omits the amen at the end of Ephesians. And of course, it has numerous other typos. You know, printed editions are going to have typos, just like handwritten manuscripts are going to have, you know, mistakes here and there just from human error. But as far as the Word of God, as far as the Greek text of the Textus Receptus, has been preserved perfectly unto this day. Now, obviously, man couldn't be responsible for that. Man makes mistakes, but God has kept it pure throughout history, okay? And the King James is the same thing that God said thousands of years ago. It's just been translated into English, which is our mother tongue. Now, where do you get a copy of this? If you are one who is a Greek speaker, maybe you're a Greek person and you speak Greek fluently, or maybe you're one who has studied Greek and you've learned Greek to where you can read the Bible fluently in Greek, great. Which Greek New Testament do you go for? Or maybe you want to learn Greek and you're studying Greek and you're in the process of learning it. You know, what Greek New Testament should you get? Well, I recommend, like I said, the one sold by the Trinitarian Bible Society. So this is basically this is their basic model right here. Okay. It's a hardback. It's nice. The text looks good. It's legible. It's a great font. And I believe this thing is like $8. So it's actually a good deal. So this is a pretty easy way to get your hands on this Trinitarian Bible Society. And again, this is the Greek text underlying the King James. And then they also sell a Cadillac version of this, a nicer version of this that is the, I don't know if it's, I'm not really a book guy, so I don't know, is it a leather bound goat skin, calf skin? I don't know, but it's a really nice leather Greek New Testament. I think I paid like $55 for this. So again, if just to get the basic is only like $8. But if you want to take this thing everywhere with you and enjoy it and use it a lot, then, you know, you could go for the leather bound. And let me tell you, this thing is durable, because anybody who knows me knows my faults, and they know that I don't really take care of my stuff very well. And so, you know, I tend to use things pretty hard. Okay. And this Bible, I've used it hard, and I've actually dropped it in the bathtub. I was actually reading it in the bathtub. You can see how, you know, well I take care of it here. This is the table of contents page. But I actually literally dropped this thing in the, I was reading it in the bathtub, and I dropped it in the tub, and the thing fully submerged and got soaked in water. And so it was baptized by immersion, and I left it out to dry, and you can't even notice that it's even been submerged. I mean, it's still in great condition. It still is holding up. And so, again, you know, people ask the question, hey, where do I get the Greek Textus Receptus? Thank God for the Trinitarian Bible Society for keeping it in print and making it easy to just spend $8 or $50, you know, to get a nice one. And by the way, they're doing great work as well, translating the Bible into other languages. And they have a King James philosophy, you know, which is why not only are they using the Textus Receptus, but they're actually using the exact Textus Receptus underlying the King James. They're not translating from Stephanus or Beza, they're actually translating from this Scrivener Textus Receptus, and they're using the translation philosophy behind the King James. So they're not using a modern philosophy like would lie behind the new King James Version or the modern English Version or other wrong versions that are coming from the TR. They're actually translating with a King James type philosophy. Okay. That's their mentality going in. In fact, they just came out with the New Testament in Persian. And I was fellowshipping after a service. I want to say it was in Atlanta, Georgia at Stronghold Baptist Church with Pastor Berzins. And a guy walked up to me and said that his dad was Persian and had read, Persian means Iranian to a lot of people. He had actually read the Gospel of John from the new Persian translation put out by the Trinitarian Bible Society, and he loved it. He said it was great. He said the language was excellent, super high quality. So seems like they're doing great work over there, but if nothing else, it's definitely a great place to purchase foreign language Bibles. Not only do they sell this Greek Textus Receptus, but they sell the Bible in a whole bunch of different foreign languages. So you can go on their website and just look at the other languages that they offer. And they sell Bibles in like, I don't know, 20 languages or something. Anyway, God bless you. Have a great day.